Hope that your Wednesday evening is going well. It's the first edition of the John McKee Show right here on AM 1400, FM 93.3 K1. And we're live from Hideaway Pizza in downtown Bartlesville. We'll be here every Wednesday evening from 6:30 until 7 o'clock. We'd love to see you out here if you're a Bruin football fan. We've got Cole Williams, Bartlesville defensive back and wide receiver, with us this evening, along with head coach of the Bruins, John McKee. Coach McKee, good afternoon to you. A couple days away. We're getting pretty close.
Yes, it's going to be here before you know it. You know, hey, nice venue, by the way. New venue, Hideaway Pizza. This is awesome.
Yep, thank you to OK Federal Credit Union for sponsoring the program, too. You have new sponsor, beautiful location, downtown Bartlesville. I think it's easier for people to get at this year. So
absolutely.
Certainly, if you're out and about listening to the radio program, or if you have a kid on the team or anything like that, love to see you out here, eat a pizza, and listen to Coach McKee and I talk about the Bruins each and every Wednesday evening at 6:30. Bartlesville going to open up its season with 0 week action on Friday night at McAllister Road Contest, 7:30 kickoff. We'll have plenty of time to talk about the Buffaloes and also a visit with Cole Williams coming up here as well. First, let's talk about the Bruins a little bit. Had a chance to catch up with you this past Saturday after scrimmage number one for Bartlesville High. Bruins went down to Collinsville, scrimmaged the Cardinals, one of the better teams in Class 5A, probably a somewhat comparable team to McAllister. Most of those preseason 5A rankings have McAllister a spot or two ahead of Collinsville in those 5A rankings, but two of the top five or six teams in that classification. Really battled the Cardinals very well at the beginning of that scrimmage, and then when you guys turned on the clock, brought out the chains, different team kind of showed up, but I'm sure you saw some good and bad things in that scrimmage on Friday.
No doubt. You know, and like I told the kids after the scrimmage, that's on me. That was my fault. You know, initially that scrimmage was supposed to be set up where we go 12 plays with our JV units, twos and threes, and then we would come back and do our varsity ones in the mini game, two quarters, if you want to say that. But, you know, I called Coach Jones a couple of days before and said, hey, why don't we go ahead and do 12 plays with varsity first before we get into the JV portion? Because I wanted to, you know we hadn't played a game in a while. Just wanted to make sure we dusted the rust off and, we were polished going into that mini game. But wind up, you know, what winds up happening is, you know, our guys come out and they're jacked to the gills and ready to go, which they were. I mean, we played really well, did some really good things in those first 12 plays. But after that, then they got to sit around for 35, 40 minutes and, you know, come back out and they were flat and just, you know, wasn't ready to go. And that's totally my fault. That's on me. But, you know, that being said, we did some good things. We did some bad things in the scrimmage. I think some of the turnovers, we've got to limit those as much as possible. But I thought we ran the ball football well at times. We played really good defense. I was really pleased with our defensive effort. You know, we give up one touchdown on defense, you know, on a busted play, and that's going to happen, especially early on in the year. But you know, defensively, I thought we played really, really well.
Talking with Bartlesville head football coach John McKee here on the John McKee Show, live from Hideaway Pizza in downtown Bartlesville, talking about the Bruins scrimmage at Collinsville. That was their first game action of the year, not playing someone in a powder blue and navy blue uniform. Ended up losing that thing 14-0, but coach, as you mentioned, the only touchdown given up by the defense, of course that's Cole's main crew with the secondary and whatnot, was on that busted play. Other than that, it was a pick six, and aside from that, he went a whole quarter against a very good 5A club, did not give up any points, and I think that kind of plays right into what will be the story about this team early on this year, is that you guys are strong on defense. A lot of returners back in that secondary. Most of your returners that are notable are back on that defensive side of the football. So a little bit of a change up for the Bruins as we've had the past 3 or 4 years with the defense, at least early on, will probably be the key for you all.
No doubt. We're going to have to rely on those guys a whole bunch, as you mentioned early on, you know, because we've got several new starters on offense until those guys can get their feet wet and get comfortable. Especially at our quarterback position, and let the game slow down for them a little bit. We're going to rely heavily on our defense because I, you know, as you mentioned, we have several guys coming back, a lot of guys with a lot of experience. So I don't mind putting that pressure on those guys, and you know, I feel comfortable with all of them. So early on. That's who we're going to be. We're gonna try to run the football ground and pound and play good defense.
Let's talk a little bit about a few of those guys that play defense. Of course, we'll have plenty of time to get to Cole across from me here in just a second. Your linebacker core, especially those middle linebackers, Coach, I know a really strong suit for you guys. Lucas Hammack, Tyler Gillette. Those were guys a couple of seasons ago that started to make some plays off the bench, got some action then. Started last year, and you can really see it with the way they ball hawk and hit the guys with the football. You saw it on Friday against Collinsville. That's an experienced group.
No doubt. Tyler and Lucas both are and I've said it to you, I've said it to Mike Tupa several times. I think before this year's over, those two guys have a chance to be probably the best pair of linebackers that I've had since I've been here, I know. But they have a chance to be really, really good. They, like most of the other guys on defense, well, all of our guys, we had a great offseason. Guys got in the weight room, got bigger, faster, stronger, really busted their butts, dedicated themselves to the process. We're going to see the fruits of their labor come Friday, hopefully.
Bartlesville at McAllister to open up the season. As I said, we'll talk about the Buffaloes a little bit later on in the program. A few of the other guys on defense I wanted to mention, Cody Winters, also Tom Beard, some guys that have some experience starting in the secondary as well. And you have some guys back on the defensive line that have some experience too. Obviously, Rylan Reynolds, Howard Thill, a couple of guys that started a season ago too.
Yeah, Brady Wano, Howard Thill, yeah. Rylan Reynolds, those three guys up front. Are going to have big years, all of them. I anticipate, our outside backers with, Lake and Cloudis and Logan Hartman and Brian Dillon. Sorry. Those three guys are kind of, they're going to play a three-man rotation there with the two outside backer spots. And those guys, as you mentioned, along with Cole, are doing a tremendous job in the back end. We put some new things in. We added a kind of a slightly different coverage this year, and those guys have done a great job of picking that up because they're all very intelligent kids, very smart, very football savvy. So I like what that's going to bring to us and the things that it's going to allow us to do. But those guys have picked it up and ran with it, and it looks really good. So,
talking with Bartlesville head football coach John McKee on the John McKee Show, live from Hideaway Pizza in downtown Bartlesville every Wednesday evening. Talked about the defensive side of the football. Let's talk about offense a little bit now. You got DeAndre Young back as a tailback. Obviously, John Cohn is back as a wide receiver for you guys. Bradley Crawford is a guy that had to sit out last year, but he's got some experience with the team. So you, and really your offensive line for the most part is mostly intact from a year ago as well. In fact, a few of those guys have started multiple years already. So aside from the quarterback position, you've got a lot of returners on offense as well.
We do. You mentioned our wide receiver core. With John Cohn and Bradley Crawford. Bradley was a transfer to us last year, so he had to sit out, as you mentioned. But he practiced every day with us last year, so he's like a returning starter because he knows our system, he knows what we do. Got Gavin Jones also on the other side, so those guys are going to be in the mix. And Cole's going to get more reps at receiver along with Tom Beard and some of those other defensive guys. So we're excited about that because there's a good mixture of kids that we can throw out there, weapons that we can throw out there, and certain things that we can do to put people in a bind. It's going to be really good. You mentioned our offensive line. Cody Kiesling has started for 2 years for us. This will be his third year to start. Big kid, physical kid, another kid that's dedicated himself in the offseason and gotten bigger and stronger. You've also got Caleb Eves, another kid that had to sit out 2 years ago, but he's been with us the last 2 years. So I like his experience. He can play guard or center for us. And you got, I'm losing my mind, Pablo Mercado at the
Dominic
other tackle.
Godinez as well.
And Dominic Godinez, those other guys. So we've got a good mix of guys that have a ton of experience, that have been in the system, that are familiar with what we do. So that's a huge advantage for us. And you take a DeAndre Young and you take a Lake and Cloudis, kind of a 1-2 punch at running back, and we can do some things. Basically, the only newcomer we have is that quarterback. So Noah Sunday is going to be our starter going into this week. you know, and Tayton Hopkins is going to back them up. You know, those guys went at it, you know, all spring and in fall camp, 7-on-7 in the summertime. They had a great battle, but when it come down to it, we think that Noah can do some things for us that's going to best fit what we do. Now, not to say that Tayton is not going to play at all, you know, but you know, we like some of the things that he can do for us also. But Noah's going to be our guy going into this Friday. And you know, about that, I'll say this about Tayton. You know, when we, you know, it's never easy. It's never easy thing when you got to sit down and have those conversations with those kids. But you know, I think that Tayton handled that with a lot of class and a lot of dignity. And you know, kudos to him for the way that he handled that. You know, much respect for that young man. You know, he came back out on Tuesday and said, "Hey, coach, what can I do to help? Can I play receiver?" Absolutely. So he's been getting receiver reps and looks pretty good doing it too. So he's going to get some time there. He's our kicker. He's our you know, backup punter. So he's doing everything that he can, even though he's not the starter right now. He's doing things to help the team, and much respect to that young man.
John McKee talking about Tayton Hopkins after Noah Sunday was named the starting quarterback for the Bruins on Friday at McAllister. One question about Noah, and then we'll take a break, come back and talk to Cole Williams sitting aside from us here. What does Noah Sunday bring to the table for you all? What were some strengths of his early on this season, even though he's raw? And then aside from just inexperience, what are some things you really need him to work on over the next few weeks?
Well, I mean, he's got to get more comfortable in the pocket. But he, you know, we get him outside the pocket in our sprint out game. That looks good. All of our boot stuff. He's really good outside the pocket. You know, we talked last Saturday about it. But he's shifty, and he can do some things with his feet that I think is going to bode well for us. You know, I think you know, more than anything else, I think that it was. You know, kind of locker room atmosphere, right? I think the guys in the locker room really wanted him to be the starter. And when it's all said, you know, come down to it, that's probably what the biggest deciding factor was.
I believe that you likened him to Colton Penrod a while back, said he was a gamer, something you said about
Absolutely.
Colton an awful lot.
Absolutely, gamer. You know, guy that's going to go make a play. Now, just like the other night in the scrimmage, he's going to try to do too much. Especially here early and you know, turn the ball over and those type of things. So we talked to him all week. Hey, don't try to be senior Colton Penrod, because it's not you. You know what I mean? Just be Noah. Just calm down. Let the game come to you. Do what you can do, and we'll be fine.
All right, we'll take our first break of the program. We'll come back and talk with Bartlesville senior defensive back and wide receiver Cole Williams, who will be our Wassmiller Insurance player profile this week on the pregame. You're listening to the John McKee Show live from Hideaway Pizza on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
When you think gourmet pizza, you know you don't have to get on a plane and fly around the world to get one. But Hideaway Pizza knows a gourmet pie is not something you get at a gas station either. That's why Hideaway is where gourmet, real gourmet, and convenience come together every day. It couldn't be easier. Go to hideawaypizza.com, pick your location, then, and this is important, take your time to browse the menu and see what you've been missing. Secret sauce made fresh daily at every restaurant, and choices of meats, veggies, cheeses, fruits, and glazes that other places can't even pronounce. Basically, if you can imagine it, Hideaway can put it in a pie you'll love. And don't worry if you have special diet limits. Just tell your server what you can and can't eat, and you'll be amazed at the delicious, healthy creations that come from Hideaway kitchens. Hideaway Pizza, Frank Phillips and Johnstone in downtown Bartlesville and in Owosso.
How many times this week have you asked, what's the forecast for tomorrow? Well, just call the K1 Weatherline Forecast Service at 918-336-2900 and find out. You get the forecast plus the time and temperature from the studios of News Talk 1400 K1. The Weatherline is brought to you by Oklahoma Wesleyan University, the Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, and your friends at AAA. We update the Weatherline as the forecast changes, so you're always up to date. Put the number in your phone and call 918-336-2900.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
Back to the John McKee Show on K1 AM 1400, FM 93.3. Hope this Wednesday evening is going well. Talking Bartlesville High football, Bruins going to open up their season on Friday. 0 week action at McAllister against the Buffaloes. And an integral part of that squad that is with us this evening is Bartlesville senior defensive back and wide receiver Cole Williams. Cole, good evening. How's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
Appreciate you joining us out here.
Thank you for having me.
Back as a cornerback for the Bruins this season. You're going to play some wide receiver, too. I know I got a chance to see you at wide receiver on Friday a little bit in Collinsville. Looked pretty good. I'll start you off with a softball. You like defense or offense better?
Oh, I think that's a simple question. Coach McKee's smiling. He knows I love defense.
Defense,
I
mean,
That's my position. I love it.
And I think that that's something that A.J. Parker always said, too. And, of course, he turned it into a guy that was a huge, you know, threat on offense and obviously was really good on defense, too. He's going to be a defensive back playing some for the K-State Wildcats up there for Bill Snyder this year. Defensive guy, you kind of seem to have that mindset a little bit. I know that that's something Coach McKee and I have talked about. What is it about those defensive backs? They always think they're pretty good, don't they? They got
absolutely.
You got some confidence, don't you, Mr.
Oh yeah, it's kind of, you got to have a swagger to be able to play DB. That's what AJ always told me. You got to have something to, you got to think you're special. You know, it's just, it's a mindset. It's kind of hard to understand if you're not, if you're not part of that. But yeah, it comes
by naturally. Yeah, it comes by naturally. So, and you've started last year, so you're really getting into your second season of full time action. How did you think last season went for you, and what do you think going into this year?
Well, last season, I mean, obviously, first start on varsity, it's kind of, it's always difficult. You got some kinks to work out, but it was a great learning experience. I learned a lot. I was taught by my predecessors. I talked to AJ Park a lot during all that, and it was an all-around great experience last year. And this off season, I mean, my whole team, including myself, we've been working hard, and I've been working out with Jordan Dixon, who played defensive back here at Bartlesville a few years ago. And I've been working with him just trying to perfect my craft and doing what I'm doing. And, you know, I think I've gotten a lot better than I was last year. I was kind of mediocre, just kind of sat under the radar. And this year I'm excited and I'm looking to try and put myself above average, get my name out there.
You know, it's an interesting season for you all. And I feel like in some capacities, people are overlooking Bartlesville a little bit. And it even shocked me as someone who's, you know, involved with the program on an almost day-to-day basis. When you go back and you look at the roster or a depth chart from last year's team, there's so many guys that played key roles on last year's squad that, you know, nearly made the playoffs, beat a really good McAllister team last year. There's so many of those guys back. And I know that the quarterback spot is a little bit of a question mark early on, but you've got a really solid core back from last year's team.
Yes, sir.
And I know that that's something that's got to make your senior class, which is pretty large as well, pretty excited.
Yeah, it is. It's great. We haven't looked over quite a bit, but like you said, we have a lot of returning starters, especially on defense. Almost our entire defensive core is back from last year. Two returning starters, including myself in the secondary, and Tom Beard, who got some reps, and also Jack Vaclaw, who got some reps on varsity last year, and they're both looking really, really solid. And Tyler's coming back, most of our D-line, and I'm excited for our defense.
And that's got to be something that you can kind of take some pride in a little bit, is how you guys performed on Friday in Collinsville. Mm-hmm. You only gave up that one big play. Other than that, Cardinals really didn't get a whole lot off you. And I know that, you know, you struggled to score some points in that scrimmage, mm-hmm. but you know, your defense is always there. We say defense wins championships. So if you've got an offensive squad that might be, you know, struggling to score a little bit, defense will keep you in a ball game no matter what's going on.
Yes, sir. We're just going to try and let our offense work out their kinks while relying on us. And we're going to do our part to keep points off the board so they can do their part, try and get points on the board.
Talking with Cole Williams, Bartlesville defensive back and also wide receiver for the Bruins this year as BHS gets ready for its opening game of the season at McAllister on Friday. It's a broadcast we'll have for you right here on K1. Let's ask you a couple non-football questions. When
Alrighty.
You're not playing football, Cole, what are you doing on a Wednesday evening?
Wednesday evening after practice, that's probably going home, eating everything in the fridge, and taking a nap.
What's your favorite food? What are you eating in the fridge?
I probably got to go with Hot Pockets on that one, pepperoni Hot Pocket.
Pepperoni. I'm a lean pocket guy. See, when you get into your mid-20s, you need to eat the lean pocket rather than the Hot Pocket. But when you're in high school, the Hot Pocket's okay. Yeah. I'm a big fan of the pepperoni as well. Mm. Favorite TV shows, movies? What do you have?
TV shows and movies. You know, I love those war movies, action movies, typical teenage boy. TV show-wise, you know, probably something along the lines of Family Guy or something sure. like that, but yeah.
Who's your goofiest teammate you got on the squad this
year? Oh, goodness, that's probably Sam Martin. He's a character. You got to love him.
Did anybody sing? You got a teammate? Any teammates that sing? Who's got the best voice on the on the squad? Anybody a singer?
You know...
Cole, well, your mom says you.
I can't sing. I don't know what she's talking about. You know, I don't really know.
Travis Everett.
Does Travis sing in the shower?
You got to start singing a little bit.
Maybe we should.
There you go. Talking with Cole Williams. Obviously, first game of the season. There'll be some jitters out there early, but you excited to get things started? I know it's such a long process through spring, summer lifting stuff, 7-on-7. Then you get into the fall camp. You got the scrimmage. So this is a whole long lead up pretty much since we ended in November. So that's got to be an exciting kind of prospect for you to really get things started on Friday.
Oh, yeah. I've been looking forward to this ever since our last game ended. I've been looking forward to the start of the season, especially being my senior year, you know, my last ride. I'm excited, and so are the rest of my team.
Cole Williams did a great job, Bartlesville defensive back. Looking forward to seeing him. Maybe you can create some offense on defense on Friday. How about a pick six?
Oh, man, I hope so.
We can get these player profiles off to a good start. Maybe Coach McKee will start bringing in everybody if they start playing well the week after they come and do the interview. Cole, appreciate your time. Looking forward to seeing you play this year.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Cole Williams, once again, our player profile tonight. Bartlesville High getting ready to play McAllister. We'll preview the Bruins and the Buffaloes with head coach of Bartlesville, John McKee, coming up on The John McKee Show on K1.
Hey,
girl, how are you?
Great to see
girl,
you.
Girl, what are you doing ringing that bell? Get in here, all of you.
How long has it been since we've been out for girls' night?
Well, let's see. My twins weren't walking, and they both ride bikes now.
I can't believe that.
So where are we going to go to catch up?
Ooh, Hideaway Pizza for sure.
Not for me.
You don't like Hideaway?
I love it. That's the problem. I'm trying to do the vegan thing.
Girl, you just stick with me then. I'm 3 months vegan, and look.
You look great. I was going to ask you what diet you were on.
It's called being smart about what you love to eat. The other day, I went...
Even if you have special dietary requirements, you can still enjoy Hideaway. Just let your server know what you can and can't eat, and you'll be amazed at the delicious, healthy creations that come out from the Hideaway kitchens. Hideaway Pizza, Frank Phillips and Johnstone in downtown Bartlesville and in Owosso.
OK Federal Credit Union is open to anyone that lives, works, or worships in Washington, Osage, or Nowata counties. Being a Bartlesville-based credit union since 1955, they know their members. OK Federal Credit Union has checking accounts with no monthly fee and actually pays you a dividend as long as your balance stays over $400. With competitive rates for cars, boats, RVs, and more, OK Federal Credit Union will make your dreams a reality. Stop by and join OK Federal Credit Union today at 3900 Southeast Adams Road or visit their website at okfcu.org. OK Federal Credit Union. They want to be your credit union.
Back to beautiful, historic downtown Bartlesville. Evan Farbach, Bartlesville head football coach John McKee, Cole Williams alongside as the Bruins are getting set for their first game of the 2017 season. They'll open up the year at McAllister on Friday. Coach, let's talk about the Buffaloes a little bit. Beat them last year in a really good ball game. Actually turned out to be probably one of your best performances of the season. You had everybody healthy. Got banged up a little bit later on, but that turned out to be a really good game. McAllister coming off an 8-3 season. They've won at least 8 games the past 5 seasons and 10 of the last 11. That is a tremendous program, obviously, in Class 5A, but they do graduate a majority of guys on offense. All the guys that pretty much touched the football a year ago, have graduated. What do you know about the Buffaloes?
Well, as you mentioned, you know, a very tradition-rich football program, and have been for a long, long time. And that's one of the things that we're going to, you know, have one of the battles we're going to have to fight going into that stadium is that tradition and that that program. But you know, they graduated a bunch of kids, but they got, you know, some quality kids back. You know, they've got Eli Martin at quarterback, or excuse me, AJ Martin at quarterback. And his older brother is actually the tailback, Eli Martin. So brother quarterback combination, running back combination there that we're going to have to contend with. They're two best players. So I think if we can do a good job containing them defensively, we're going to give ourselves a chance to win the ball game.
Yeah,
very big up front with their offense and defensive linemen. But one of the things that I think we can use to our advantage, they only have 37, 40 guys on the roster. So you know. Late in the ball game, I think fatigue is going to be a factor, and hopefully, you know, we've done enough conditioning up to this point that is going to weigh in our favor.
Yeah, and that was something I definitely noted as I was making out my charts for the Buffaloes today. A lot of those same names pop up on defense and offense,
absolutely.
Especially in the trenches,
yep.
Which I would guess would wear on them even harder than maybe some skill guys. You mentioned the quarterback and running back. Brother duo, AJ Martin actually was pretty much the only guy that had any experience at all touching the ball. He was a wide receiver last year, was their third best wideout a season ago. He's coming back and will kind of be a dual threat quarterback. Looks like to me he almost is a run first type of guy for a program that is generally a run first type of program.
No doubt. I mean, they're going to run the zone read, you know, run the outside zone, run some power and some counter. If we can stuff their run, definitely gives us a chance to win the game.
There, as you mentioned, A.J. Martin is the quarterback. Eli Martin is the running back for them. Offensive line probably is their best core that's returning. I think they got three or four guys back from an offensive line that's pretty beefy. It's not 3'8", 3'15", or 6'8",
315. Yeah,
that's a big fella, 6'8", 315.
I'd say a large human being.
Yeah, no kidding. So,
but I think he plays left guard for them.
Okay. Yeah, that's a pretty good deal for them. So we'll see what happens on Friday evening as Bartlesville goes to McAllister. Defensive side, Buffaloes will run a 3-4 defense. Forced a lot of turnovers the season ago. 16 turnovers, had 8 interceptions, 8 fumble recoveries. They do graduate a majority of guys that had those picks and fumble recoveries from a year ago, but obviously a defensive-minded squad that will take the ball away from you if you put it up for grabs.
No doubt, especially internally. You know, I think they have a good core of linebackers. As you mentioned, that you know they're big up front in the defensive line. Their defensive ends are pretty good. I think their weak point is probably their secondary, their two corners. But you know their safeties are really good. So if we can you know get the ball on the edges, I think we got a chance to do something there.
7:30 kickoff. Don't forget that. It's the only 7:30 kickoff we have this season.
Correct. Yeah.
Everything else going to be at 7 o'clock. I'm glad that we're making Owosso play at 7. I think that's their only 7 o'clock, so that'll be nice at Custer Stadium coming up a week from now. But, of course, we'll have that broadcast for you right here on K1 with a 7 o'clock pregame. 7 o'clock pregame, 7:30 kickoff right here on K1. Coach McKee, any closing thoughts?
No, we're excited to get started. Like you guys mentioned earlier, talking to Cole, it's been a grind. It always is. You know, it seems like, you know, football season never ends. You go from one thing to the next, and you just can't wait to get back on the field in game because there's nothing like a Friday night. I don't care what town in Oklahoma you're in. It's an awesome, awesome event in every town, and it's a great experience. And I'm thankful that. You know, we have great kids, we have great fans, we have great parents, and I'm glad that we get to experience Friday nights. So
yep.
It's awesome.
Absolutely. Should be a ton of fun. Looking forward to seeing the Bruins back on the gridiron on Friday at McAllister. For Bartlesville, head football coach John McKee, Cole Williams, and Trey Stump doing a great job back in the studio. Once again, I'm Evan Farbach. Don't forget to join us out here at Hideaway every Wednesday, 6:30 during football season. We'll be live from beautiful downtown Bartlesville at Hideaway Pizza, bringing you the John McKee Show. St. Louis Cardinals back in action at home against San Diego, looking to stay in that playoff hunt. We got that ball game coming up in just a few minutes. But this has been a presentation of the John McKee Show, thanks to Hideaway Pizza and OK Federal Credit Union on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3.